Kana is one of the oldest mood medicines on the African continent still in living use, and one of the more pharmacologically distinctive plants ever brought into a laboratory. For centuries, the Khoisan peoples of South Africa's arid Karoo have crushed and fermented a low, sprawling succulent into kugode and chewed it to lift the mood and ease the long day. Modern neuroscience locates that calm in a small family of mesembrine alkaloids that do something almost nothing else in the drug cabinet does: block the serotonin transporter and inhibit the enzyme PDE4 at the same time. This is the story of that dual mechanism and of an evidence base that is real, mechanistically interesting, and honestly still small. This article is education, not medical advice. The heart-opening succulent of the Karoo, Psyllidium tortuosum, a low succulent of the ice plant family, its dried stems marked by the skeletal leaf vein tracery that names the genus, grows across the semi-arid Cape of South Africa. For at least 3,000 years, the Khoisan, the Khoikhoi herders and sand hunter-gatherers, have gathered it, and the first European record dates to 1662. The traditional preparation is not simply picking and chewing. The harvested plant is bruised, sealed, and left to ferment in the sun for several days, a step that alters the alkaloid mix and reduces irritant oxalates, yielding kugode, chew things, which was then chewed, taken as snuff, smoked, or brewed as tea. Guerica and Villon, 2008. Its uses read like a field pharmacology, elevating and steadying mood, easing social and emotional distress, blunting hunger and thirst on long journeys, calming children, and serving as an analgesic. Chewing it numbed the gums before a tooth was pulled. That ethnobotanical record is why the plant was ever investigated at all, and why a benefit-sharing agreement now sits at the center of its commercialization. Zembrin and the chemistry of the alkaloid profile. Canna contains more than 25 alkaloids, but its psychoactivity is attributed to a handful of mesembrine-type molecules: mesembrin, mesembrinone, mesembrinol, and mesembrinol. They are close chemical cousins with genuinely different pharmacology. So, exactly as with Kava's cavalactones, the plant's chemotype, the relative proportion of each alkaloid shapes the experience more than the raw alkaloid total does. Wild Kana varies enormously plant to plant, which makes traditional or unstandardized material unpredictable. Mangani et al. 9 Molecules of 2021. The response was Zembrin, developed by HG&H Pharmaceuticals, and now the most studied form by far. It is a 2.1 aqueous ethanolic extract, standardized to a total alkaloid content of about 0.35-0.45%, and, crucially, to a fixed alkaloid profile. It is drawn from a naturally occurring low mesembrine chemotype, specified to contain 60% mesembrinone plus mesembrinol and 20% mesembrine. In one quantification, the Zembrin profile ran roughly 48% mesembrinone, 32% mesembrinol, 13% mesembrin, and 7% mesembrinol, deliberately weighting the extract toward the PDE4 active alkaloid rather than the most potent serotonin blocker. That single design choice is why Zembrin's data cannot simply be transferred to a high mesembrin tincture bought online. Pharmacologically, they are different products. Mechanism: a dual-action molecule the drug cabinet doesn't otherwise offer. The headline discovery came from Harvey and colleagues in 2011, who ran Kana's extract and its pure alkaloids across a panel of receptors and enzymes. Harvey et al., J. Ethnopharmacol, 2011. Two actions stood out. First, the alkaloids are serotonin reuptake inhibitors. They block SART-E, the transporter that clears serotonin from the synapse, leaving more available. The same target SSRIs hit. Mesembrin is the standout. A very potent SERT blocker with a chi of about 1.4 nemers. Mesembrinone and mesembrinol are weaker, roughly 27 and 63 nemer. Second, and more unusually, the alkaloids inhibit phosphodiesterase 4, PDE4, the enzyme that breaks down cyclic AMP, CAMP, a central intracellular second messenger. Here, mesembrinone is the lead, inhibiting both CART and PDE4 with IC50 values under 1 UM. Blocking PDE4 lets CAMP accumulate, which activates downstream CREB signaling, the pathway implicated in neuroplasticity, memory, and mood, and the reason PDE4 inhibitors have been pursued for both depression and cognition. This dual serotonin reuptake? PDE4 inhibition is what makes canna pharmacologically distinctive. Very few molecules combine the two, and the combination is thought to be why the whole extract behaves differently from either action alone. As with every psychoactive plant, the headline is not the whole cord. Canna's alkaloids also upregulate VIA-AT2, which packages monoamines for release, mildly inhibit monoamine oxidase, and high mesembrine extracts appear to act as monoamine-releasing agents, not merely reuptake blockers, Coetze et al., 2016. The contrast with SSRIs is the clinically interesting part. Both raise synaptic serotonin by blocking SERT, but an SSRI's therapeutic effect classically takes 2 to 6 weeks, while canna produces acute subjective effects within an hour, plausibly because the added PDE4 CAMP arm engages a faster signaling route. That same SERT overlap, though, is the source of its most important safety flag. Effects and pharmacokinetics. Users describe canna as calming, mood-lifting, and quietly focusing, an easing of anxiety and mental noise without heavy sedation, often with improved sociability. At higher doses, reports shade toward mild euphoria and an empathogenic, heart-opening quality, which is why some vendors market it as a gentle, MDMA-adjacent connection plant. That framing rests largely on anecdote, and the controlled studies used modest standardized doses, 850 mg of Zembrin, not the larger amounts recreational users take. Formal human pharmacokinetic data are limited. In practice, onset is faster sublingually or when the plant is chewed, roughly 15-30 minutes, than when swallowed, 30-90 minutes, with effects lasting on the order of a few hours. Traditional routes persist alongside modern capsules, tinctures, and gums. The clinical evidence held honestly. Canna has more human data than most traditional botanicals. And it is still a thin, mostly acute base built around one extract. The most cited finding is mechanistic. In a 2013 double-blind crossover fMRI study, Terberg et al., N16, a single 25 mg dose of Zembrin attenuated amygdala reactivity to fearful faces and reduced amygdala-hypothalamus coupling. Direct evidence that the extract dampens the brain's threat circuitry. Terberg et al., 2013. Safety came from Nell et al., 2013. A randomized placebo-controlled trial in 37 healthy adults taking 8 or 25 mg daily for 3 months. Zembrin was well tolerated with no meaningful adverse event or laboratory signal. Nell et al., 2013. On cognition, Chu et al., 2014 gave 25 mL day to 21 older adults and found significant improvements in cognitive set flexibility and executive function. Chu et al., 2014. The human counterpart to the PDE 4-CAMP Kreb rationale. Then the counterweights, Ray et al., 2020, tested a single 25 mg dose against two laboratory stressors. It did not blunt the response to a multitasking challenge and only partly reduced anxiety around a simulated public speaking task, Ray et al. 2020. And a 2023 systematic review and meta-analysis, pooling 4 eligible randomized trials, about 117 participants total, concluded there was no statistically significant anxiety benefit over placebo, meta-analysis 2023. Preclinical models remain more encouraging. The fair synthesis? Canna has a plausible mechanism-backed, acute, anxiolytic, and pro-cognitive signal, demonstrated most convincingly in brain imaging and short-term cognitive endpoints. But it has not been shown to treat any clinical anxiety or mood disorder, and its strongest pooled anxiety analysis was negative. It is a promising object of research, not an established therapy, ADDF cognitive vitality. Safety, interactions, and the honest gaps. At standardized doses, canna's short-term safety record is reassuring. The 3-month Nell trial and a formal rat toxicology assessment, the basis of Zembrin's U.S. safety self-affirmation, found no significant toxicity, and the most commonly reported effects, headache, mild gastrointestinal upset, were often no more frequent than with placebo. There are no confirmed reports of dependence. The interaction caution is where care is warranted, because canna inhibits SERT and its alkaloids weakly touch MAO, combining it with SSRIs, SNRIs, MAOIs, tricyclics, tramadol, triptans, or other serotonergic agents creates a theoretical risk of serotonin syndrome, a potentially dangerous state of serotonin excess. It is worth being precise. There is no well-documented published case of serotonin syndrome from canna alone or from a canna SSRI combination. The caution is grounded in mechanism, not an established human signal, OPSS, US DOD. That is a reason for prudence, not alarm. But the prudent default is to avoid stacking Kana on serotonergic medication without medical guidance. Beyond that, the real limitations are honest ones. No long-term human safety data, essentially no data in pregnancy or breastfeeding, and a supplement marketplace where product quality varies enormously. Culture, conservation, and the Nagoya Protocol. Kana's modern story is also a case study in benefit sharing. Because the plant's medicinal use is San and Khoikhoi traditional knowledge, its commercialization triggered obligations under the Convention on Biological Diversity and the Nagoya Protocol on Access and Benefit Sharing. HG&H Pharmaceuticals, developer of Zembrin, signed an agreement with the South African San Council, a deal that yielded South Africa's first international certificate of compliance under the Nagoya Protocol. Its terms direct a share of proceeds, reported as 5% of net proceeds plus a 1% annual exclusivity payment, to the San Council, with half of royalties routed to a trust for the rural Paulshoek and Nouriviers communities, Vinberg Research Policy 2023. HG&H also committed to cultivated rather than wild harvested material, which matters ecologically. Wild Silicium tortuosum is assessed as least concern but faces flagged over-harvesting pressure, and cultivation is both the sustainable supply route and the way to fix a specific chemotype, San Bee plant Zafrica. Kana is thus one of the cleaner examples of the botanical world attempting to honor indigenous origins rather than simply extract from them. Regulatory status in 2026. The map is uneven and worth verifying case by case. In the United States, Kana and Zembrin are sold as dietary supplement ingredients. Zembrin went through a new dietary ingredient notification and carries self-affirmed GRAS status, and it is not a controlled substance. In South Africa, the plant is not scheduled and remains legal, while products marketed with medicinal claims fall under the health products regulator, SAHPRA. In the European Union, the picture is murkier. Silicium tortuosum extract is not authorized on the EU novel food list, so a standardized extract generally requires novel food authorization before legal sale, leaving it in a gray zone with national variation. Kana is not scheduled under the UN drug conventions. Regulatory status changes. Confirm current national rules before relying on any of this. The honest bottom line: Kana is a genuinely interesting molecule set wrapped in a genuinely old tradition. Its distinguishing feature is real and unusual: a dual serotonin reuptake and PDE4 inhibition that ties the serotonin system to the Camp-Krebs pathway and appears to act acutely, unlike the slow burn of an SSRI. The mechanistic and short-term human evidence, an fMRI signal of dampened threat processing, 3-month safety, cognitive and EEG effects, is real and coherent. But the limitations must be stated just as plainly. The trials are few, small, mostly acute, and almost entirely on one extract. The best pooled anxiety analysis was negative. Long-term safety is unstudied. The serotonergic interaction caution is mechanism-based. And the gap between standardized Zembrin and the variable material on the market is wide. Held together, Kana is neither the mood cure-all of the wellness market nor a substance to fear. It is a promising, well-tolerated botanical with a distinctive brain mechanism and an evidence base that is still, honestly, in its early chapters. UTW Journal is educational and does not provide medical advice. Kana inhibits serotonin reuptake and should not be combined with SSRIs, SNRIs, MAOIs, or other serotonergic drugs without medical supervision, owing to a theoretical serotonin syndrome risk. Long-term safety is not established, and it has not been studied in pregnancy or breastfeeding. This article is education, not medical advice.